Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
There's this psychologist who says that just about the time that I think I'm an original kind of guy, you know, that I really am not.
Straight from creation, I'm the original man. Want the world to understand I'm the original man. Straight from Peter Dust, my bone, the original man. Want the whole wide world to know.
About the time that I think I'm Mr. Rico Suave, you know. Steve Otterman, this psychologist, founder of New Life Clinic, says that my wife just thinks that I'm being ridiculous. And about the time that I think I'm being macho, my wife just thinks I'm being manipulative. And about the time that I think I'm just kind of taking charge of the household, you know what I mean, Sherlock? Then she just thinks I'm being a control freak. Well, what's going on here? Well, what he's getting down to, he says there's five honking bad news kind of husbands. Actually, I think my first wife thought I was number two. And my second wife says I fall into number four sometimes. What do you think about it? The number one is the detached man. And this guy is going to commonly detach himself from a set of circumstances or people when things get rough. And this is horrible for a marriage because the desire of your woman's heart is to connect with you, to experience an intimacy beyond the level experienced with friends. So if you find yourself always doing something else, such as work, sports, TV, or internet, or anything other than being there and being there with your wife, you're possibly detached.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Now, we just described the detached man.
Now I think I'm going to go over here and be by myself.
Now we're going on to number two. That is Mr. Wonderful.
Hey, now we're talking. Now we're talking about me.
Yeah, Mr. Wonderful does everything right.
That's right.
He charms others
now,
with his charming way.
Cool, daddy.
He's got the proper etiquette.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you.
And he has what appears to be constant concern, you know.
I honestly feel your pain. I really do.
And Mr. Wonderful is recognized as the hallmark for good behavior in the workplace.
I can help you with that, Gary.
And in the community.
Can I help you across the street, ma'am?
But secretly, Mr. Wonderful does things because of the way it appears to others.
Oh, there you go again, Gary. You are on a great roll there talking about me, but now you're on the negative side again. Why couldn't you just stuck with it?
If you rushed your wife to the altar so she would not discover what lies beneath, then there is a good chance you are playing the role of Mr. Wonderful.
Well, I tell you one thing, Gary. I didn't rush Alice to the altar. She rushed
me. Now we've talked about Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah,
we've talked about
you.
The detached man. And now number three is the attic.
Put the bottle on the table. Let it stay there till I'm not able to see your face in every place that I go.
Mr. George Soust Jones.
I've been sitting here so long, just remembering that you are gone.
You are gone.
Well, one more drink of wine, then if you still on my mind. One drink, just one more, and then another.
From time to time, a man's got to take a cold, hard look inside. Got to look at your history. Are you getting better, or is your life deteriorating? Is the addiction more and more slipping out of your control? I mean, listen, Bubba, why wait for the laws of your family or your friends or your spiritual faith? And speaking once again of various types of addicts.
Flat, broken, busted. It just don't seem fair. The man in heaven don't hear my prayer.
Now, homie, that's not exactly true.
If these dice are loaded.
Now, that might be true.
But I still can't wait.
No, you can come up and age, Bubba.
Flat, broken, busted. Wrapped out again.
You You might be an addict if you have some kind of life-controlling stronghold. You know what I mean, bro? You know what a stronghold is, we've said before. A stronghold is just a byproduct of some kind of suffering in your life. It might have been a dysfunctional home where you had some kind of unmet needs as a youngin'. Or there may have been some serious wounds to your psyche when you were little by your parents or by somebody else. Or it might be some kind of personal trauma to you. It might be some kind of a loss of somebody, a death of somebody, a loss of a job. Or it might be some kind of an injustice. Might be at the workplace, maybe some kind of woman, maybe some kind of friend, or it might be just the addictive culture that we live in. But what happens when you have a life-controlling stronghold? I know I've been there. I've had some. What happens is that you medicate the pain with some kind of an addiction. And then the problem is it just gets worse because you never address the reality of your situation and never really face that pain head-on and get healing from it. And what we're trying to do is to promote wellness with yourself and in your marriage.
Get on the freedom trail. Get on the freedom trail. Get on the freedom trail. Take a bell. Take a bell.
One of the most liberating things I did was say, you know, I got some chinks in my armor, and it's okay. I can let down the facade. I can ask for help and get some help. And this is especially true if you're a control freak. I had a problem here, too. Sometimes a control freak forces his wife to submit, to obey, and to exert control. And if you don't have that control, you feel very unimportant and impotent in life. And finally, if you're one of those guys who works during the week very hard, but in the evenings and on the weekends you're with the guys or glued to the computer or to the golf course or some other activity, and you just can't seem to sacrifice for your marriage, you may be the eternal kid. Ouch! Did one of these hit a little too close to the home? I know they have for me. The best thing to do, though, is to just get real with yourself. Make an evaluation of yourself. Ask your wife, your friends, or your coworkers, or anybody else who really knows you to give you an input on who you are. Tell them that you're wanting to move to the next level and you need some accurate assessments of really who you are and how you relate. It's one of the most freeing things you can do. And last but not least, find the inspiration and the power to change from God. He's willing to step in there and do it for you.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. Once we've been saved, we come to know Christ better by spending time privately with Him. We also come to know Him more by experience, through obeying Him, working His purpose through our own lives. It's true that obeying Him requires making personal adjustments to His will. But the wonderful upshot from these adjustments are the big rewards we get. The closer you draw to Christ, the more irresistible He becomes. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. MenWhoWin.com.